It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today. We are going to have a lot of fun with one of my favorite guests, David Leach. He is the principal examiner from the Maine Bureau of Consumer Protection. He's also a professor. He teaches marketing at UMaine Augusta, jack of all trades. And he is going to talk about keeping you safe from identity theft. And he made a distinction before the show between identity theft and identity fraud. And we're going to discuss that, what that means, and how to keep you as safe as possible. It seems like every day there's some sort of breach somewhere. But I get a pencil and a piece of paper. I'm giving you a number. We'll give it repeatedly throughout the show. But this is a direct line to him. 1-800-332-8529. 1-800-332-8529. And I will give that to you repeatedly. As I said, David, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Carol, you're too kind. And thank you for having me again.
You're just such a wealth of information, and information that's so important for people to know, because the more technology evolves and the more plugged in and connected we are, the more things we do online, the more the opportunity that someone somewhere is going to take advantage of us.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we were talking off air before we came on. There is a big difference. You know, I'm talking today, I'll talk today, we'll talk together about identity theft, but you bifurcate it, you split it up, and then you talk about identity fraud. Identity theft it's simple. It's when somebody steals your identity. And how does that happen? Well, you know, there's been some very high profile file breaches. One of the most recent was the Equifax data breach that occurred in parts of 2017. 145 million Americans, 524,000 Mainers. And we don't have to dial back too far to think about, you know, the U.S. Veterans Records, Office of Personnel Management, federal government, the Yahoo data breach, which may have been a billion people, Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Hannaford, Target, TJ Maxx. Who hasn't bought something at TJ Maxx or Hannaford? And so they just keep happening, and each year they grow.
It's terrifying when you think of the numbers and who's doing this and what are they doing with that information.
Well, it's interesting. We talk about, like with the Equifax data breach, we talk about identifier information. What is identifier information? Your name, full name, address, Social Security number, and date of birth. And what can crooks do with that? They can open up credit cards. They can apply for, you know, prescription drugs. They become you. And so the theft, that's a great question. The theft is they have it. But what they'll generally do, the crooks, and this is not some young person sitting in their parents' basement with a laptop. These are foreign countries.
And they're brilliant.
And they're brilliant, and they do this. They hack into everything. Yep. And, you know, they steal state secrets, Department of Defense designs, and now, you know, they get after us. But they'll lie in the weeds with that information for a few years. And typically, Carol, the knee-jerk reaction by any of these companies is, we'll give you a free credit monitoring for a year. Well, the crooks are smarter. They're working 23 hours a day, and they'll lie in the weeds for a few years. And then they'll try to, you know, they'll try to buy a car in your name, open a credit card in your name, become you.
So it doesn't happen necessarily overnight. You get a breach, time goes by, you think you're safe, nothing happened, and the next thing you know, someone's driving around an enormous SUV that you are going to end up getting billed for.
And you know, and I'll give a shout out to, I think, the sponsor or one of the sponsors of the show, AARP Maine, right?
They are wonderful. They've got the Fraud Watch Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you and I have worked very closely with them over the years. And I'm going to give them a shout out. A few years ago, on October 15th of 2015, Maine became the strongest file freeze law state in the United States. So I think, you know, I rattled off all those different ones, you know, it makes your head spin to hear it. But, you know, the reason I did it is that data breaches are not going away. They're increasing every year. So we have the ability in Maine to put a free file freeze to lock down Experian, Equifax, and Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion to lock down our credit files for free. Lock, unlock, lock, unlock.
So what does that mean exactly? How does that – walk me through the process of doing this and why it's so important.
Absolutely. And we – and like you said, we have the – you know, they can call our office, 1-800-332-8529. We have several books that contain – I think three of our Downeaster series, which are free to Maine residents, that have the three lockdown numbers. And it's really simple. You have to call each of the major credit reporting agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You have to call each of them. And it's an automated call. You call the number. You have to put in, obviously, identifier information. It's okay. It's a secure line. And so I did it on October 15th of 2015. I may have been the first one to do it. Maybe me and my friend Martha Currier from the Maine Attorney General's office. I think we were racing to see who was going to be first. So I locked it down. And so immediately you're locked down. So your credit files are locked. No one else can get into them for new credit. You know, if you have, let's say you have a home equity line of credit, just pretend.
Yep.
And you have it with XYZ Bank or XYZ Credit Union, you've given them permission so they can access it. But if you want to open up a new credit card or go down Hogan Road over here to get a new car or truck or something like that, you have to unlock it. So how do you do that? Well, within 2 weeks, Carol, you'll get a letter in the mail from each of the major credit reporting agencies. In that letter, it'll say, on such and such a date, you locked it down. Here's the 800 number to call to, you know, lock, unlock, lock, unlock. And here, this is the key now. We all listen carefully. Here's your PIN.
Do not lose the PIN.
The PIN is an acronym for the personal identification number. And so it was funny. I'll tell you a little story. My son and I decided 2 weeks after locking down the credit report that maybe it was a good time to purchase a vehicle together. And so I went to I won't say the dealership or the type of vehicle, but it was a new one. And so I negotiated the deal like I teach at the end of the month, you know, get the best deal. And I certainly did. And so the finance and insurance person called me up on Friday, the day before Halloween. And he said, okay, we're taking your offer. You know, begrudgingly, but we need to sell one more of this. Okay, good. Thank you. I said, oh, yeah, by the way, which credit reporting agency do you use? And he said, TransUnion. I said, great. So Halloween, 10/31/15, I get up in the morning. I took out my sheet, which I very carefully stored away. And I called TransUnion. I put in the PIN, a few other things, and I was unlocked. And so it's automated, and so you choose how many days. And so I would say, if you know, Carol, and all your listeners out there, if you know that you're going to be consummating a credit transaction within a couple of days, there's no reason to open it up for 30 days because you've left your front door, side door, back door open. So I left it open for just a little bit. I recently applied buying a computer. I got one of the cards. I got 10% back. I'll shut down that credit card soon, but I opened it up for 2 days. And it does it automatically. So it's a free lock, unlock, lock, unlock. Again, AARP Maine was one of the, and I say this in a nice way, lobbying. You know, they lobbied hard for this, and I mean that in a good way.
Because it used to cost money every time you locked it or unlocked it, you had to pay money.
A nominal fee.
Yeah, a nominal fee.
$2 or $3. And we very, very careful, frugal Mainers, we don't want to spend. So now this is taken away. It's something called the acronym, all in capitals, FACT. Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act. And it was enacted over 10 years ago to combat identity theft. Because now, you know, once every 12 months, we can access each of those.
So nobody can get new credit once you've been locked down. Mm-hmm. But what if someone, and we'll talk about how to protect yourself, but got a hold of your credit card or your credit card number, they could go on a spending spree.
Yes.
Although a lot of times banks are like, yeah, I don't think I ever saw her go to Tennessee. So I get calls and say, was this an actual transaction?
Great story. I had one of my childhood friends was living and working in L.A. I don't mean Lewiston Auburn. I mean Los Angeles. So I was in Denver. I hopped on a plane on my own dime, flew out to see him. We went out to eat. He took me out to eat. I took him out to eat. And about a year or so later, the credit card that I had, they texted me. They said there's been a suspicious transaction from Manhattan Beach, which is really – he lived in Marina Del Rey, which is right by LAX. And I go, oh – And it was only $12, Carol. And they were just feeling things out. So it was a crook. And I made the mistake, and I'm saying this to all your listeners, I made the mistake, to answer your other question. I was at a restaurant there, and I didn't pay in cash. And I handed my credit card to someone I'd never seen before. And you know what? With iPhones and all, they don't even need a skimmer or anything.
Oh, it's so fast.
Yeah. And what we call this, and I'm a financial regulator, and I many, many years ago as a banker, and I do teach banking courses at the University of Maine in Augusta, with the non-present transaction with your credit card, and again, we're coming up on the holiday seasons, is all they need is your account number and your secret security number on the back. We'll continue after.
And that's true. So they could even just take that card, take a picture of it with their cell phone, and they would have all of that information and can get credit.
Absolutely.
To use your card. When we come back, we'll talk more about this and tell you how you can protect yourself. 1-800-332-8529. 1-800-332-8529. We'll put you in touch with David Leach. Stay with us. Hi, we're back with David Leach, who is a principal examiner, Maine Bureau of Consumer Protection, and a professor of UMaine Augusta. 1-800-332-8529 if you would like to speak with him. So we need to protect ourselves. Use cash if you can, but who's really going to do that? But it's not traceable, which is a beautiful thing. But it's really hard not to pull out the debit card, the credit card, and do all that. But I do want to talk about and plug your books, because you have these kind of booklets.
Yes.
They are amazing. They're in larger print, which I appreciate.
The Down Easter Common Sense Series, we call it.
They're just
Common
amazing.
Common Sense Guide.
And here's the thing, they're free. So talk to me about these books and how people can get them. And they call you up and say, I want all of your publications.
I'll tell you, thinking of your listeners, and I brought three along with me. Primarily, this is a wonderful guide. It's a Down Easter Common Sense Guide, Elder Financial Protection. So when you call that number, you don't have to have me, but you can just call and somebody will answer the phone. We do answer the phone 8 to 5. I'd like the Elder Guide. Well, what's in the Elder Guide? Getting on the Do Not Call list, getting on the Do Not Mail list, the credit card opt-out list. And obviously, the file freeze numbers are in there, the free credit report numbers. It's like life's or little annoyances. And I'll be speaking to a group of seniors, and they'll say, how can I get him to stop calling? And I said, well, do that. But, we have the Federal Do Not Call Act. But what that does, it serves as a screener, because the crooks – that are pitching something for profit, that are trying to scam you, they don't care.
No.
So you can tell, if it's a legitimate business, you just say, oh, I'm in the Federal Do Not Call. Okay, thank you. And that's how it ends. But
the crooks don't care.
Right. So that's the Elder Guide. That's kind of like, I wrote that with my intern 10 years ago. We've had it for 10 years. And that's kind of to stop life's little annoyances. There's a section in there about securities, brokers. We have the Office of Securities. Mm-hmm. Judy Shaw's people. We have something in there on a section in there on banking, a little bit on insurance. So it's kind of a nice resource guide, and it's free.
And so what I have in front of me is Gone Phishing, Identifying and Avoiding Consumer Scams, mm-hmm. and Credit Reports and Credit Scores. And that's what we're talking about today,
yes.
Partially. And so also the Elder Protection. I know you have a couple of others. The only number you need to know is the 1-800-332-8529. That phone call will get you all of these books if you want them. They'll box them right up. No shipping and handling. You don't have to lay out any money. All free and critically important.
And we won't ask for your Social Security number, your date of birth. The only thing we'll ask for you is your name and, a P.O. box or whatever, so we can get it to you.
But
and
this is a way to really lock those down, because all the information on how to do it, it's difficult just listening to the radio. How to really do it step by step is in these books.
And when you're listening to this at Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m., we have an answering machine. We're a state government agency that answers the phone, but we do go home at night. At 5 o'clock, I won't say we all run out, but, we put it on send calls. And or if you're listening to this on Sunday night at 8 o'clock, feel free to call that number and say, I'd like to order the Elder Guide, the Gone Phishing Guide, Carol, that you mentioned, is the quintessential anti-scam guide. That's where all the scams we can cram in are in that book. Steve Lemieux, he's been a professor at UMA, and he's a senior examiner with the Bureau. We wrote it together. And just not on a lark, but we thought it was a needed book, and it's my most popular one.
Well, and they're great Christmas presents. As we come into the holiday season and you want to buy something for someone that they actually can use, easy to understand, and that will protect them throughout the rest of the year, these are great books.
Large print.
Large print. Yeah, I love that as I fumble for my little dollar store glasses. So how can people really completely protect themselves?
There's some really important steps you can take at home. Get a shredder. Get a shredder that crisscrosses. Shred all documents. Some people tend to get a credit card offer in the mail. They haven't opted out, which is some of those numbers. And I don't want that. I won't name the bank. They just throw it in the mail. Don't do it. Shred it. Be very, very careful. Don't leave checkbooks lying around. Be careful when you're keying in your PIN at the ATM or even at the gas pumps. You know, they're very good about that. Look out for shoulder surfers. And again, I'm saying when you eat out, pay cash. Because, I think people, servers, and this is Maine. I've lived in Maine all my life. Yeah. Maine people are genuinely very honest and hardworking, but I get the willies, when I hand somebody my credit card or my debit card that I've never seen before, and off it goes. We were saying right before break, Reg Z, the Truth in Lending Act, which is a federal law that we cover at the enforce at the Bureau of Consumer Credit Protection. Credit card fraud, the maximum liability is $50, but still, you don't want to lose $50. And the banks don't want you to lose it either.
No. And it's a mess. If your identity is stolen, it is a mess to straighten that out.
It surely is. There's that music.
I know. But still, these books will walk you through all of that and how to stay safe.
I would order one, two, or all three, and they're free.
1-800-332-8529. I feel like I'm on a home shopping channel.
We're on a roll.
There we are. Stay with us. There's much more to come with David Leitch. We will be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. David Leitch, you got a website for me?
I think it's credit.maine.gov. So credit.maine.gov. And the administration, any administration wants us to save money, and you can actually access those booklets online under publications, and that's a good way to do it too.
And what's the phone number one more time?
I think it's 1-800-332-8529. Anytime and just leave it in the voicemail after hours.
And I ordinarily don't push a phone number this much, but this one will get you actually to someone who
I think it's a good segue talking about you. Telephones.
I
think we're going there, aren't we?
We are, because my mother's really savvy. She's 91 and is very savvy, but she keeps getting phone calls. The robocalls are beyond irritating and should be illegal. Mm-hmm. But she also gets calls, people trying to buy stuff. And what she does is she engages. Instead of just hanging up, she engages. And mm-hmm. I told her, the more you engage, the more time you're giving them to actually get information that you aren't planning on giving. Just hang the phone up. But, older Mainers, I don't want to be rude. What should people do when someone calls and then they lie and say, oh, I'm from your bank? No, you can trust that I'm from your bank. They're not from your bank.
I have a 91-year-old mother, too. We have a lot in common. So I'm over visiting mom, and she doesn't have caller ID. And she knows from me, because I've coached her, she's very intelligent, very savvy, tough. Laner. And she doesn't. She says, I'm not interested, and hangs up. But what you're running into, Carol, with the robocalls is the old card services, Rachel. And the call comes in, and all you listen very carefully to this. Hi, we'd like to lower your interest rate on your credit cards. If you're interested, press 1. If you'd like to stop all these calls, press 9. Don't press either, because this is a robo. This is a robot calling. And when you press any number on there other than hang up, it shows the robot this is a live number. Then a very rude, profane person will call you and shake you down to do that. So don't do it. Legitimate companies don't do that. We've got a lot of with the scams. We've got a lot of scams we're hearing about. They're cropping up again. The IRS scam calls. The IRS will send you a letter. They will not start with a call and say, ask you to wire money by 5.
Yeah.
That's a scam.
That will never ever happen.
That's a scam. Another one. I'm ticking through it. because our time is limited, the utility scam, be it Emera or Central Maine Power or up north, the Maine public up there. If you're a little bit late on your bill, you'll get notices. Yep. They'll get legitimate notices. They will never ask you to wire money or get an iTunes card or something like that. There's another scam that's been bad, and it's the advance fee loan scam. And here we are. You know, I'm here right in front of the holidays. Thank you for having me on again. And, you know, sometimes we need a little extra money mm-hmm. before the holidays. And somebody calls you up and say, I'll give you a, you know, a $5,000, 1% interest loan. And all you got to do is wire us, again, wire or whatever, $500. That's an advance fee loan scam. This is awful. And then the grandparent scam. And it has nothing to do with you know, getting loans or whatnot. They'll say your grandchild. They won't say grandson or granddaughter. Mm-hmm. But your grandchild is we've got that grandchild down in Mexico on a drug thing, and the judge is coming tomorrow. If you can wire us money or whatever, we'll get them out. And, you know, I'm speaking at, you know, whether I'm in Blue Hill or Belfast or Lewiston or any of these Augusta senior citizen places. Now say, you know, have you ever heard of anybody that's been a victim? And they'll say, yeah, my neighbor, Molly, you know, she got taken and lost over $1,500. So I think, you know, what I say, Carol, is hang up, delete, and shred. If we could do that as Mainers or as Americans, the crooks appeal to the lowest common denominator. They appeal to greed. They appeal to fear. And we have to be strong and realize there's not something for nothing.
And don't be afraid when they start shaking you down. First of all, hang up.
Yes.
But if someone does start shaking you down, again, hang up. But don't be afraid. They're not coming to your house. They're not going to – there's nothing they're going to do to you that's a scare tactic. So – but I want to talk about – because you said your mother doesn't have caller ID – and I want to talk about the spoofing, because someone may say, well, I have caller ID. I know this is my bank because it says it's my bank. It probably maybe not your bank. Talk to me about spoofing numbers.
I'm going to talk to you about the big one right now is the IRS scam. And the scammers are spoofing a 202 area code.
Which is Washington.
Which is, you and I know, is Washington, yep. D.C. So if somebody has a little bit of knowledge of the area codes, they say, it's the IRS. It's a 202 number. They say I owe money from 1988 or 1998 or 2008, and this is the government. I need to take care of it now. Don't. You know, what I say is press pause. And another thing that we're seeing too is calls coming in from the 207, from the main area yep. code, and it's actually somebody in Eastern Europe or in the Bahamas. Or in it could be Nevada or Wyoming or Florida. A lot of scams in Florida. And so what the crooks can do is they pay money and they can spoof a number. I came home from teaching one night, you know, at the University of Maine at Augusta. This is when we had a landline. And my wife said, the strangest thing happened. I said, what happened? She says, our number called our number.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And so don't be fooled by a number. Don't be led by a number. Use your common sense. Use your good, strong Maine common sense. And like I said, hang up, delete, and shred.
Delete the emails that you may get. If you don't know who they're from, watch out for suspicious links. Don't click on a link from someone you don't know. And even if you do know them, they could have been hacked. Just don't answer the phone anymore. Wait for them to start leaving a message and see who it is. And then shred everything you have. I have stacks of it every week. David Leach, 1-800-332-8529. Call up and get your books. David, thank you so much for being here. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thanks for listening.